Coming Unto Christ as a Quorum by Caden Lundquist. Recently, we had a lesson in Teacher's Quorum, and our leader asked us, "What is a quorum?" I'd had lessons about this before, but this time I felt the Spirit telling me the message was important, and I needed to listen and apply it. We answered that a quorum is a group of priesthood holders who rely on each other and stick together. The instructor explained that quorum members have a responsibility to help and lift each other. He then showed us a video about a ward in Florida that started with just one young man who invited his friend, who then invited a friend, who then invited a cousin, etc., until there were 26 active young men in the ward. Our instructor stopped the video and asked, "How many members of our quorum aren't here today?" We listed 6 or 7. He asked if we had any idea why they weren't at church. After we had given our answers, he asked, "Who has reached out to one of these boys to ask why he doesn't come, or to let him know we miss him?" I raised my hand, thankful that I had just had a conversation with one of these quorum members in the past week. However, it struck me that I'd had the conversation with only one quorum member, not 6 or 7. Our leader continued, "A quorum helps each other out, right? So then doesn't it make sense that we would all want to help each other to be here and to be working toward the same goal of eternal life?" I really pondered that question, and I suddenly felt a responsibility as president of my quorum to get my missing quorum members back to church and activities. We decided as a quorum to focus on helping each quorum member come unto Christ. I want to help them feel the happiness of participating in the gospel because I know that it brings me so much happiness. I felt prompted to put more time and energy into helping my quorum members. That's my duty as a priesthood holder and quorum member. I also felt strongly that as president of the quorum, I have priesthood keys for a reason. Heavenly Father trusts me to help my brothers. I am thankful that the Spirit spoke to me so strongly and directly during the lesson. Now I've committed to act on the prompting I received to be a better leader, friend, and disciple of Christ. Sidebar: Help your quorum. You can help quorum and class members feel welcome and comfortable by planning activities according to their interests and needs. Here are some things to consider as you reach out to your friends. Who is missing? What are their interests? What do they need to know or feel? What's your plan? Download more planning sheets at lds.org/go/plan-NE6. See the video. Watch the video mentioned in this story at lds.org/go/Florida-NE6. End of the article, Coming Unto Christ as a Quorum, by Caden Lundquist. Read by Wes Nelson.